AM 830 KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners, or management. Good morning, Southern California, and welcome. If you're food obsessed, you've come to the right place. Join us for the next 2 hours, and you won't go away hungry. One of the first American culinary icons, Julia Child, said, "People who love to eat are always the best people." We agree. Live from the AM 830 KLAA studios at Angel Stadium in Anaheim, the SoCal Restaurant Show is on the air.
And welcome back. And it is the SoCal Restaurant Show. And we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels baseball. And Cactus League play is winding down following Doctors in the Dugout, which follows us this morning. Cactus League play at 1:10. The Halos are playing the Texas Rangers. And then next Saturday, one more game in Tempe Diablo, I believe against the Chicago Cubs. And then the Halos are back on Sunday, a week from tomorrow, with the Freeway Series with the Dodgers. The first one is up there in Chavez Ravine, but a week from this Monday and a week from this Tuesday, the final two games of the Freeway Series are here at Angel Stadium. And that's always a fun way to kind of kick off the unofficial start of the season before the official opening day and before home day here at Angel Stadium. So do keep it in mind. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. Happy to be here, and also happy to have you out there. My esteemed colleague, Chef Andrew Gruhle of the newly opened Calico Fish House on Pacific Coast Highway in the Sunset Beach area of Huntington Beach, will be with us a little later in the show with his usual Ask the Chef segment. And this morning we're going to be talking about a seafood gathering that happens in Boston every year. It is actually the largest seafood exposition in North America and holds a lot of international influence. And kind of everyone that is anyone in the seafood business, either domestic or internationally, attends this three-day event in Boston. Certainly a great seafood town for those of you that have been there and enjoyed some of that incredible seafood that's available there, clam chowder in particular. And there are a lot of seminars, so it's buyers, it's suppliers, quite the major big deal. And typically Chef Andrew goes and he'll give us some insight on what Seafood Expo North America and Seafood Processing North America is all about from an insider's point of view, which we definitely appreciate. Glad to have Robin in technical excellence this morning. Good, welcome back, Robin. Do keep up with us on social media. We're on all the platforms. A lot of good information there that just enhances what we do here on Saturday morning. We try to illustrate things. Also, when we have a cookbook author on, they're generally kind enough to share a recipe or two from their cookbook, and we post them there that you can enjoy and cook with yourself. So, website's easy. It's SoCalRestaurantShow.com. Facebook is SoCal Restaurant Show. Send us a tweet if you like, and many of you do, at SoCal Restaurant. And as we love to say when it's working right, for the very best in provocative food imagery, Instagram to at SoCal Restaurant Show. And there seem to be a few little technical glitches with Instagram this morning, which we hope they will resolve rather soon. And we're enthusiastically presented to you each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Last Saturday, right after the show, I hustled over to the Anaheim Convention Center for the last hours of the Natural Products Expo West. And I really enjoy walking the aisles, excuse me, of this major trade show every year because, boy, I've watched it grow over the last decade. And literally, it fills every nook and cranny of the Anaheim Convention Center, plus their arena, plus the host hotels. They even pitch a big tent outside to be able to cram it all in. And what my interest, of course, is in gourmet specialty food products and beverages. But there's a lot more. There're vitamins, there's supplements, all kinds of crazy things. And what I really enjoy is this is a great place to pick up wonderful entrepreneurial success stories of young entrepreneurs, typically husband and wives, that are very passionate about what they do and are able to develop a wonderful product as a result of all of that. So I always go scouting for a handful of stories, which then I'm able to bring back to you, the radio listening audience. And over the next 2 months, I will be sharing many of those stories with you. Just an incredible amount this year. And also some folks up in Canada that are doing some great and wonderful things. And, definitely you like to see it spread outside of the United States. But their vegetarian spreads that have no dairy in them that are really incredible. Some frozen novelty items only using natural fruit, no artificial colors, no artificial anything, that are absolutely delicious. A bakery that we've actually talked about on the show before with Dr. Shika, who's established a whole line of vegan baked goods, a lot of it to go into Kevin Hart's quick service restaurants that are opening around and growing quite spectacularly. But, Dr. Shika really is a wonderful person, and she works very hard on what she does. And I'm just so glad over the last couple of years to see her grow and prosper. Little program note, we are finally, we haven't been there since before the pandemic because it just really didn't make sense and we wanted to make sure everything was where it should be. But next Saturday, I'm happy to say for the first time in 3 years, we're going to be live from Las Vegas, which of course is a very popular destination for Southern Californians. In addition to something called gaming, there's also great entertainment there, great shows, but incredible food. Some of the best chefs from around the world have outposts in Las Vegas. We're going to be broadcasting live from the renovated Sahara Las Vegas, which, believe it or not, last year celebrated its 70th year. I think it is the oldest existing property on the Strip that's been fairly maintained in terms of, for instance, the flamingo's been around longer, but there's not an original scrap of anything left from the Hilton. It's, now the Flamingo Hilton. It's a large corporate enterprise and, massive. The Sahara is definitely in its same footprint, so it's a little easier to renegotiate. And under new ownership that came in a couple of years ago, leading up to their 70th anniversary, they sunk $200 million into the property, renovating it and bringing it into the current age, but also keeping its iconic status. So we look forward to that. Please do tune in. It's going to be a fun show. In addition to highlighting some of the noteworthy restaurants in the Sahara, we're also going to be talking with some other prominent chefs in Las Vegas that are off the Strip, doing some pretty incredible things, including an alum from Los Angeles. Now, on to today's show, because, of course, we got a full show for you. We start out up in Buellton in the Santa Ynez Valley, talking about the new Vega Vineyard and Farm, a very exciting project with an incredible winemaker and also a food program and a petting zoo and growing their own produce. So looking forward to that. Our final preview of Long Beach Cambodian Restaurant Week, which starts tomorrow with probably the oldest oldest Cambodian restaurant and most prominent in Long Beach, the Phnom Penh Noodle Company, which now is in the second generation of family ownership. Then we're also talking artisan tequila with a brand that's new on the market that we're kind of excited about called Mijita. We're going to be meeting with the founder and chief operating officer of that company, and then ending up with Chef Andrew. So, as always, a lot on our plate this morning. Glad to have you out there. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show. When you return, it is founder Jimmy Lozides of Vega Vineyard and Farm. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats.